So, what's going on, everybody? It's Hunting Out Loud. Rob Mershon, your host, and we have Zach Harden, Rabbit Hunter. What's up, Zach?
Nothing much. How you doing today?
Doing good, man. What do you think about the new podcast equipment?
It's pretty impressive.
McWhorter, the Empty Quiver crew, is giving me a hard time about it, but it's pretty nice, ain't it?
Yeah, it's pretty top of the line, really.
So, I just had Bo and Ashley on with the Cannish Creek, and let's see, Nick was over. I can't even remember who else was over the other night. Oh, Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny was over, Nick and Kenny. So I went out with them today, and, you know, it's March 1st. And, you know, we went out and we scouted some new property that they're going to be hunting this coming season. Yeah. Hilly Terrain. Y'all might hear old Cash in there. I got him put up, because if not, he'd be biting our toes, but little Cashy's coming along. But anyways, we went and done some scouting. We seen a lot of sign, a lot of huge rubs from this past season. But the reason I like to scout this time of year is because I can see that sign from past this past season, you know, scrapes, big rubs. It's just what I like to do. Because, you know, you wait till August, September, you don't see all that.
Nope. It's covered up and it's a little too late.
Yeah. When they may not be using those same areas next year, but you got a little heads up. You know, you're on top of the game. And, of course, guess what we've seen? Now, you was over at this spot with us. We won't name no names, this one spot. We went over, and we was duck scouting.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. There was, like, 500 geese and 100 ducks.
Really?
In that area that we never seen one. We didn't even see a feather over there.
That's sad.
That's the way it goes, ain't it?
Yeah.
Honk, honk, all over the place. But that's the way it goes. So, you all, you know, we're going to talk a little rabbit hunting. I mean, it's something that I'm seeing a few more people do. But, of course, when the coyotes come ripping in here 15, 20 years ago, it kind of disappeared.
They do a number on them.
So, you know, what got you into the rabbit hunt, Zach?
It's something that my grandpa's always done, and he always took me. I can remember going with him when I was just little before I could even take a gun with me, and mm-hmm. Just more or less way to spend time with him and something I enjoy doing.
Well, you know, that's the thing about hunting. I mean, we're chasing memories from our childhood a lot of times. Or at least I know I am.
It's exactly what it is.
You know, I still hunt my grandfather's farm. And thankfully, you know, he's still there with me. But I just think about some of those trails, and talking about deer hunting trails and stuff like that, it's the same old trails and same old, you know, using the same old train they used to use back when I was a kid.
Yep.
And I don't know about you, but I'd say the rabbit holes, the hot holes are probably the same.
They're about the same. You got some places that there's nothing there anymore, and then you go to other places, they're on fire.
Yeah.
And there's rabbits everywhere.
Zach, now, you know, I got this, now I have to have a duck dog.
Yep.
And whether he turns out to be a duck dog, that'll be up to me if I do my job. But he has the potential. I mean, it's in his blood, obviously. Yeah. I have a lot to learn.
Yep.
So, you know, hopefully it works out for him. But I'm going to keep working with him.
We'll find out.
But when it comes to, you know, running beagles and training a rabbit dog, I do remember somewhat I was around a guy that done a lot of rabbit hunting when I was young. And unlike the lab here, we're kind of one-on-one.
Yeah.
Me and him, but this guy would take his young pups and run with an experienced pup. Yep. Is there any other things you do? If I was to get a young beagle, and I want to train him for rabbit hunting, what would be the first things that I try to train him?
First thing I did with mine, the first dogs that I got, I bought two San Juan tame rabbits online from a guy. And I borrowed one of my grandpa's older dogs, and I started out with that for a while until he got running good. But then the last one that I had, I kind of cheated a little bit, and I took it to a starting pen over in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy, he has like a 5-acre lot and plumb full of rabbits, puts them in there until they start running.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's kind of up to you.
I mean, it's already in their blood, like this lab, but I think probably with the lab that you may, there's a little bit more discipline involved, because where they have to sit still and this and that, but the rabbit dogs, you can kind of just let them go.
Yeah, you can just kind of let them go. And
what would be some of the things that you're going to try to break them of, though?
Well, I had a problem this year with deer, with my young dog. I mean, But that's easy if you got a shock collar.
Mm-hmm. So that's the route.
Yeah, he took off, and I just kind of hit him with it a little bit and got him off of it. But
mm-hmm. Well, it's just a natural instinct to be a dog, just, I would think.
Yeah, it just came natural to him just to chase something for a young dog.
Yeah.
All excited.
Yeah.
And just happened to be mine and none of the older dogs.
Well, you know, when you get into the stuff like this with the dog, I'm just a week or so in with this one. And, man, it's just so much fun. And I was thinking of today, if we get to the point where he's retrieving a duck or a goose or whatever, I mean, that's going to be...
That's worth every bit of the time you put into it then. Yeah.
Just like with your rabbit dogs.
Yeah, it's like the first time they open up on track whenever you take them hunting with the older dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of feel like a little kid, kind of giddy inside.
Yeah.
All excited because you know it's him opening up.
Well, you know, hunting has evolved. Everything's changed. Archery's huge, which is good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just shooting archery. We was talking about your stepdad, I guess, Glenn.
Yeah.
And he's big into shooting archery.
Yeah, he's big into the archery and coaching up to the high school.
So he coaches up to high school. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm always thinking about ways to get people involved. All of us are. As outdoorsmen, we want to get people involved with the outdoors. Archery is one way to do it.
Yep.
But, you know, rabbit hunting. I mean, you take a kid rabbit hunting.
Oh, they're going to love it.
They're going to love it. There's action.
They can be quiet. They can move around.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they're sitting still in a deer blind or a tree stand having to be quiet.
Or just anyone. If you meet some guy at work, say, hey, you know, you want to go rabbit hunting. Yep. I've never been hunting. Let's go, you know.
Exactly.
They're going to want to come back and do that. It doesn't matter what people are doing as long as they're outdoors.
Exactly, as long as they're outdoors.
And I believe there's been a stretch where it's just been deer hunt. That's my passion. That's what I love to do. But it's just like, that's just probably not the best way to introduce people to outdoors.
They can get burnt out real quick.
Yeah, I mean, it takes, you know, it's a totally different game. But you got your rabbit hunting, your archery, you know, turkey hunting.
Yep.
I think turkey hunting's a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking today about, you know, we all have our little, there's the deer hunting. I mean, it is what it is. We're all hunters. We're all outdoorsmen. But there's the little separate lines drawn. You have your deer hunting community for the most part and, you know, your rabbit hunting community and your trappers. Now you're predator hunters. And I was just kind of breaking it all up. And just from what I see on social media, trappers and predator hunters do a heck of a job trying to introduce people to the outdoors.
They do.
I see Nick Biggs all the time putting on seminars. I mean, he takes this on his own, putting on seminars. You have John Collins. And I mean, I could go on and on and on, name dropping the predator hunters out there. They really do a good job promoting a predator hunting. That's another good way to introduce someone to the outdoors.
It is.
Deer hunting, probably not so much.
No, you could get somebody burnt out real quick, I'd say, doing that.
Well, there's a lot of deer hunting divas anymore, and I'm not talking about just the women.
There's a lot of men that's divas when it comes to that.
Is there not?
There is.
And I've been one myself at one point in time until I got a little older, and I was like, you look freaking idiot.
Yeah, there's some that take it a little too far.
Well, that ego, man.
Yep. I get tore up when I see a doe.
Yeah.
I missed a spike this year during gun season. If that says anything,
well, that's a blast.
Yeah.
You know.
I shake them like a leaf.
But for the newcomer that will get excited about the spike.
Exactly.
Which should be, you know, you're almost like, I can't talk to nobody about this anymore. I'm going to get shamed.
Exactly.
We know it's a flipping spike. Yeah, you know, nobody needs to say, no, that's a young buck. You know, no joke, that's a young buck. You didn't care it was a young buck. Yep. My God. Drives me nuts. I ain't want to get on that rant. No. We're rabbit talking.
Yep.
We're talking rabbit. But anyways. So, if, I mean, used to I would see beagle clubs and stuff like that. Is that still going on?
Yeah, there's still quite a few. I don't do anything. My dogs aren't registered. Mm-hmm. I just hunt for fun. But there's still beagle clubs. I think there's one that I know of in Wortland.
Oh, they still have the Wortland
Beagle Club? Yeah, they still got the Wortland Beagle Club.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think there's one over in Ironton, too.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well, so there's still a lot of rabbit hunters.
Oh, yeah. There's still quite a few people out there rabbit hunting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a Bob Carpenter on. He loves running his dogs. And he was one of my first guests, you know, back when The show sucked worse than it sucks now.
Yeah.
But I had so many good guests on. I apologize to all them guests because I was like, I'd write a bunch of questions down. Now we just go with it.
Yeah.
Let it roll. But, you know, just get more comfortable talking. So, I mean, is there any certain place, you know, I know I keep bouncing back to deer hunting just to reference, but there's some certain places in the United States that I would love to go deer hunting. I mean, is there any mecca spot for rabbit hunting that you're like, man, we go there, we're wiping them out?
One of the guys I know, he used to go out to Kansas every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they would go out there and slam. Like, I saw a picture of his boy. He had a packet. He had a vest on, and I think he had like 9 rabbits in it just from that day. And he said, you turn your dogs loose, you'd have 5 or 6 races going at one time. There's just so many out there.
Yeah. And so how many dogs do you run?
I have 2, but I always go with my grandpa, and he's got 4, and so we always just run 6 together.
See, so now your grandpa, he's seen the heyday of rabbit hunting back when.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, that was a big thing. You rabbit hunted.
Oh, yeah. There's some places, there's a spot we used to go over in Greenup all the time. I'm not going to say where, really, but...
No, don't say it.
No. There's a guy that, he recently just bought it, and more or less turned it into public hunting, which is a good thing, but there's, everybody and their brother goes over there to rabbit hunt now, and so it's not as hot as it used to be, but...
Yeah.
You can still go over there and have some good races.
Well, and like we was talking about before, the coyotes.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Well, I mean, even with your beagles, I've heard stories of coyotes getting people's beagles.
My grandpa has lost 2 that I know of within probably the last 10 years, I'd say.
See, these coyotes, they're real nuisance.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are on the game.
They are.
Especially on the rabbits.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. Down there, I was in Ohio, and I was in my tree stand, and I see this coyote come out. Of course, I'm bow hunting.
Yeah.
And this coyote comes out and he's pouncing in this high grass, which I knew he was trying to jump a mouse or rabbit or something. Well, this rabbit takes off, and you can forget it.
Yeah.
That rabbit's weaving like they do, and that coyote just stayed the same line. Yep.
Right on.
And that rabbit finally runs into the coyote.
Yeah.
That coyote's just kind of jogging.
Yep.
And finally, that rabbit zags back, and boom. I mean, that thing didn't have a chance.
I know. Something else that's bad, too, on my grandpa's farm is red foxes.
So
there's all kinds of those over there, it seems like, this year.
See, I've seen the the foxes decline in my areas when the coyotes moved in. But I am seeing some reports of people killing some.
Yeah, over in his farm, I think it was the last day I hunted over there, we saw 3, I think, that day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then hawks are everywhere.
Yeah, and then hawks.
Rabbits ain't got a chance
to. No, everything wants to eat a rabbit.
Well, your grandpa would tell you, and your dad, Glenn also, all of them, you know, in the 90s, and 80s, and all that before, you couldn't walk in these hills without jumping to grouse.
Yeah.
And I don't...
I can remember doing that whenever I was little, but now it's once in a blue moon you'll jump one up.
But, and I don't know, I'm not a biologist, I should ask Ashley why she was here, but it seems like as the turkeys moved in, the grouse disappeared, and of course coyotes. The coyotes and turkeys kind of come in hand, same time from what I remember, around the 90s there somewhere. But that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
But... You know, just like anything else, you know, we have all these trappers. It seems like trappers are starting to come back, so that's not going to do anything but help the rabbits.
Yep, that's going to do nothing but help it.
Yeah, so keep it up, Nick Biggs, David French, Corey Cox down in your country. I mean, he's a jack of all trades when it comes to outdoors.
Yeah, he seems like he likes to do a little bit of everything.
I shot that bobcat, and that's the first bobcat that I've killed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I knew you had to tag them in and stuff.
I didn't know you had to tag them.
Yeah, you got to write them down on the back of your tag just like a...
So you got to write it down.
Like a deer or a turkey.
And everything.
Yeah, write it down, date, and all that good stuff, which is good.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, even though I read all that stuff, you know, first person I called was Corey, just to make sure I was doing everything right. Yeah. I didn't want to screw anything up.
Cause, I probably would have done the same thing. Yeah.
But Corey, we was breaking up, and I said, do I check this in like a deer? And he, you know, when you call it in, it'll say, are you checking in a deer? Well, he lost me, and he was like, oh, my God, I hope he's checking that in as a deer. You know, but, you know, I meant like a deer. Yeah. So you can't beat Corey. He's a good guy. So, man, what else? I mean, when it comes to the outdoors, I know you're a big rabbit hunter, and what else are you into?
A little bit of everything. I mean, it's like the duck hunting with you all this year. I had a blast doing that, and then I've always enjoyed turkey hunting and then the deer.
Yeah.
And I love the dove hunt. That's another big thing I like to do.
See, I think it would be good. I don't know this, but I would think we get to dove hunt and take him. That'd be a good training.
You'd be able to dove hunt a whole lot sooner than you could duck hunt with him.
Yeah.
Dove season comes in first day of September.
That'd be good work for him, wouldn't it? If he's ready.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get him, you know, I feel like if I take him before he's ready, he'll get some bad habits.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
But, I mean, we'll find out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to keep working. He's coming on pretty quick. I mean, as you see, he's pretty quiet in there.
Make sure he ain't gun shy.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things, you know. I'd watch this. Ian Kelly had sent me a DVD, and he wants me to watch it, and it's really good.
Yeah.
And he's just looking out for me and that pup. But, you know, that guy was like, you know, get your cap gun.
Yeah.
And when he's eating, you know, when he's his happiest, eating, just get over top of him with a cap gun and just shoot it.
Yeah.
And he'll just get used to it right there.
That'd be one way to do it, yeah. I think.
See, it's little simple tricks just don't think about. Just like with your beagles, I'm sure there's a lot of simple little tricks.
Just little things. Just figuring out what works for you the best.
Yeah. You know, think back when I was rabbit hunting, the first time I'd watch these beagles work,
mm-hmm.
It amazed me how them rabbits would backtrack.
Oh, yeah, they'll backtrack, they'll make big circles.
I mean, they're not stupid, are they?
No, they're not stupid by any means.
So
it's hard to explain how smart they are, really.
I wonder how many of the new hunters, I mean, my son, as much as I've took him deer hunting, turkey hunting, he's never went rabbit hunting.
And we can fix that.
Yeah, we have taken.
Yeah.
I would love for him to experience that. Him and my stepson, Bobby, I would like for them to experience that.
Yeah, we could definitely set that up and do that.
So, what else was I talking about, thinking about? Oh, you have any, how do you cook your rabbit? Any favorite recipes? I don't mean to be too boring, all that's listening, but these are just things I'm interested in.
My favorite part way is I like putting them in a crock pot. What does my wife do? I think she just puts them in there with like a ranch seasoning packet, some Italian seasonings,
mm-hmm.
and lets them go for a while, and then puts a cream of mushroom in with them, and you can't beat it.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, it's good like that.
I think we just would fry them back in the day, from what I remember.
That's my dad and him. They'll boil them for a little bit, because sometimes they tend to be really tough if you just fry them.
Just like anything else.
Yeah.
People talk about duck and geese, and I'm telling you that.
What I ate
was great. You know, Damon cooked that goose.
That stuff I took home to my wife, she loved it.
I
literally just cut it up and threw it on the grill and did it like I would a steak.
I didn't notice livers taste, did you?
Mm-mm.
Everybody's like, flying livers.
I should have got a picture of it. I got a 2-year-old, and he was just down there just gnawing away on it. He loved it.
Yeah. You know, Nick, I think he got some hell over at Duck in the Seatbelt Picture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he told me about that.
That was just a personal joke between all of us.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny. I just put it in the front seat of my car.
Listen, everybody's got something to say about something.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, on social media, you got social media,
I couldn't clean it for the longest time because my son, he had it in the back of a dump truck outside playing with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could be a duck hunter.
Yeah. Yeah, so, he loved it.
Well, we had a blast there. A few times we went duck hunting, me, you, and Nick, your dad. Yeah. That's all it went, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think.
Nick's dad went one day.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not big waterfowlers. No, but apparently it wasn't the best waterfowl season according to the weather up north.
Yeah, we have a half winter.
I mean, we didn't care. We see three or four ducks. We tickled death.
That's fun.
Of course, my goose seminar. I mean, God.
That was a pretty good one.
You pay big money for a goose seminar.
You bring out the Paramount.
Oh, well. I can't wait till next season. I know a lot more. And I could care less about. Yeah. It's just about having fun.
Now, if you get a dog box for your dog, I had an incident this year. My young dog, apparently he learned how to shimmy the door open on my dog box.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going down the industrial parkway, and I see something waving in the bed of my truck. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was. The next thing I know, I see his head pop up over the side of the tailgate.
Oh.
Yeah, so I heard him pulled off real quick, turned my flashers on, went to the back, and shoved him back in and latched it. Mm-hmm. That would have been kind of bad.
Oh, that would have been
terrible. On the side of the parkway.
I tell you, I have a story out the industrial parkway. Me and my boy, we was out there. I don't know what we was doing. Maybe we was listening for turkeys or whatever was going on. I can't remember exactly. But we see it was a pit bull, too. Yeah. You know, and it's out there in the middle of nowhere. And you could tell it was scared.
Yeah, I'd say somebody dropped it off.
Well, that's what I'm about to get ready. But it was just whimpering, scared, and I was going slow, and I was like, oh, I better check on this dog. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, my God. I don't know if I'm going to leave it there hungry or anything like that. But being a pit bull, you know, you just never know.
Exactly.
So I'm telling you, I opened that door of my truck, and that thing jumps over me and right in the middle. I mean, when it first jumped, I thought it was lunch. I was like, holy shit. You know, and it just jumps over me, and it sits right in between me and my son,
yeah,
and it's just shivering. So I'm like, now what are you gonna do? I just can't put it back outside. Yeah. You know what I mean? It had a collar on it, and so I was like, you know, I'm looking at him. I was like, well, what are we gonna do?
Yeah,
I mean, here we got a big old pit bull. Where I can't take it home, and of course, I bring it home. So my wife puts it on social media. Mm-hmm. Has anybody lost this dog? I put it on there. Some other people put it on there. And sure enough, she gets a message. Yeah, that's my dog.
Yeah.
You know, some woman messaged her. Like, right off the bat.
Yeah.
So she meets that woman mm-hmm. to drop that dog off. And that woman was like, well, where'd you find this? Well, he found out the industrial parkway. Well, that's where her boyfriend or husband worked.
Ah.
And they live like 15 miles away from there. The very next day, he's just looking like, son of a... He dropped that dog off.
That's exactly what he did.
He dropped it. Oh, she knew, too. She looked at him. She's like, that's where you work. He got busted. Dog made it home.
That's funny.
That's pretty bad, ain't it?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Oh, that guy didn't like us much, I doubt.
No.
Oh, well. Yeah, I don't know what his problem was with the doggo. It was friendly as could be. I mean, what like a... You hear about pit bulls all the time. Some people just don't like them.
Yeah, some people are just idiots.
Well, you drop a dog off your dick.
Pretty much.
Plain I mean, simple. Like that one was, you know...
Yeah.
He was scared to death, starving. Coyotes would have got it out there.
Oh, definitely.
Even though it's a pit bull, I mean...
Yeah, you get a pack of coyotes, they'll tear anything to pieces.
Yeah, they'd kill a dog in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And especially a scared one like that. So I thought that guy was a butthole. I'm glad he got his dog back. I'd say she's liable to kick him out.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's liable to drop him off down the road.
Oh, shoot. Zach, did you ever think you'd be podcasting?
No, this is the first one.
I am like the worst person to be a host of a podcast.
I think you're doing fine.
And, I don't even care. I like meeting people. I mean, exactly. I've met you through this podcast.
Yep.
And I'm thankful for the listeners we have.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just...
If you to didn't interact have them, it wouldn't be worth it.
Well, it's fun to interact with people.
Yep.
And get messages and all that good stuff. And I've met a lot of people, and I've learned a lot from a lot of my guests like yourself, you know, on the rabbit hunting and stuff. Now, I heard through the grapevine that you're into smoking and cooking. You're like a big-time chef or something. Is this true?
I wouldn't say big-time, but I like to cook.
Give me something here. Something. What's your favorite... When you come to smoking,
I'd say either pulled pork or ribs.
Well, you got any secrets or you got to keep them to yourself?
No, it's really nothing secret. Just have fun with it and see what recipes you like. I mean, mm-hmm. trial and error, more or less.
Just like anything else.
Yeah.
Now, I got that little electric smoker out there.
That's all
it's about that tall. I don't know, Master Build or some crap.
I bought one of those Pit Bosses.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My wife kind of got mad at me because it's huge. It's,
well, you can smoke anything, can't you?
Yeah, you can literally smoke anything. Like, we do ribs all the time, left and right. I mean, they're cool. I shouldn't say they're quick, but for smoking wise, they're pretty quick to do and pretty fail proof.
Yeah. Well, I need to get. I tell you, I have so many hobbies now.
Oh, I know. It makes it hard.
This is true. I was buying those big, huge ribs.
Yeah.
And smoking them. You know, we had that one smoker, like that's attached to the grill.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. We had a hog killed last year, and I kind of feel stupid about doing it, but I had them leave the front shoulders completely whole instead of cutting in half. I had the bright idea I was going to try and smoke them, but they're still in my freezer.
Now, have you ever attempted to smoke the whole hog?
No, I don't have anything that big. I'd like to, but they're a little too pricey, those smokers are.
Well, I thought about doing one of those pits in the ground, like for a party.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is back in my heyday when you just wanted to throw a party, have Hank and all them there. And we thought about, see, we went somewhere and these guys made this pit in the ground. I mean, they throw the whole hog in there and they cover it up and it keeps burning somehow. You ever seen anything like that? Somebody on here is like, you idiots, that's easy, you know. But I've never seen nothing done like that.
I haven't either, personally.
Yeah, they just cut. Somehow, I mean, it's got, like, ventilation. Yeah. But, I mean, pretty much just cover everything up in the ground. I don't know. I shouldn't talk about stuff. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Good excuse to rent a backhoe.
Yeah, true. Shovel and backhoe.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Were you going to turkey hunt or what?
Yeah, I plan on it.
Yeah.
I hope it works better than last year. Last year, I didn't kill a thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I found some mushrooms, and that's about it.
Oh, that's, when you're turkey hunting, you got a mushroom around here in Kentucky.
Yep.
Morels, man, you can't beat them, can you?
No, you can't beat them. My wife, she'd never had them. First time I fixed them, she loved them.
Well, I'll tell you something that Jerry and I found this year, sometime or another, we was checking the trail cameras, we found a big patch of ginseng, which surprised me.
Yeah.
And we left it.
Oh, I would have.
But I figured it'd all be dug up around here by now.
You would think. That's one thing. I've never found it.
You probably walked by it.
Oh, more than likely. I just don't know what to look for.
Yeah. It's, you got to get your, if you're not doing it all the time, you got to have your eyes adjusted. We was going up this big old steep bank, and it happened to be, like, right in our face. We're like, hey, that looks like, that is ginseng.
Now, is there still a season to, like, dig that or whatever?
I don't know for a fact, but I think there is.
I would assume there would be.
I think there is. Well, that's big time. They kill each other down some places over at ginseng. That one state over here. Right over there, that
state
way.
State far west.
Yeah, well, our state, too, down.
Yeah.
It's big time down that area. Well, anyways. That dog right there, I'd like to let him out, but I know he'll go.
Seems a little quiet right now.
He's asleep. Yeah. I've run his butt all day. He did not like the leash. He's done everything else good. But when I put that leash on him, now I can put the leash on him. And I know we're bouncing around all over the place. Cause I forget I'm holding this mic half the time.
Yeah,
and you get to talking.
Yeah.
But if I put that leash on him, I can put it on him and let him go. And he's fine. But if I just touch that leash at first, he just whimper and
doesn't like
it. I mean, not with no tension on it or nothing. Just like, he reminds me of some people I know.
Yeah.
Like I had control over him. He didn't like it at all. But
you got to get used to it eventually.
Well, it's, finally I just got him and, trying to lead him around.
Yeah.
Being young, one thing that I've got off these videos and some of the people I've talked to is, his attention span,
is not very much right now.
So just work with him a little at a time. Don't burn him out.
Yeah.
And ruin him that way. And that's all I've been doing.
Oh, yeah. Because I can see him getting bored really easily with what you're trying to do. If you're trying to put too much on him at one time.
Honestly, what is it? Yeah, we're podcasting. Come on down, honey. No. And my wife. She said, are you on TV? No. What is it?
Where's the dog?
He's in the garage. He's asleep. Zach's podcast. Come on down and podcast with us. She's gone.
Yep, she's gone.
She's gone. So, I don't even know what we're talking about. Well, the dog.
Yeah.
I can't. I've lost my train of thought. There she went. Messed me up. What? It'll take me somewhere else. Did you see them pictures of them bucks that I got?
I did.
Good Lord.
That was impressive.
I'm telling you, the biggest one that I'd seen, visually seen, we don't have a picture of him.
Really?
All of them cameras, and I mean, a couple of them bucks are comparable to that one.
Yeah.
Like the one that I done the giveaway with, he's comparable, but that one there has
double... That one was nice.
Yeah, and he has double brow tines.
Well, shoot, they were all nice.
Yeah, but the other one doesn't have double brow tines.
Yeah.
And there's someone down close to your way. You know Brandon Phipps?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brandon, he's like, I call him Professor Phipps.
Yeah.
When it comes to the bucks, because, like, he'll start saying stuff I don't even know what he's talking about, but he's just real knowledgeable. He's a wealth of knowledge when it's kind of deer hunting, and that's the good thing about hearing from other people, is because you know you're gonna learn no matter how old you are.
You're always gonna learn something.
And Brandon was talking to me about having some mature bucks skirt those cameras, and not that I didn't believe Brandon or nothing, but in my mind I was like, oh, you know, eventually you're going to get a picture of him.
Oh, eventually you'd think.
And he's told me this when I first met him a couple years ago. But still, yet, you know, even though I believed him, I was like, surely you're going to get a picture of him.
Yeah,
and he gets used to the camera. And he's like, I'm telling you, he's like, I've had some immature bucks skirt him. And I'm sure there's some other guys out there that's had dealt with this. But this is the first time. And had he not told me this, I may not even paid attention to it.
Yeah.
But I had 8 cameras out down there,
mm-hmm.
6 cameras. I pulled 2 when I come out deer hunting. And I'd seen the buck myself, but I didn't get one picture of him. All them big bucks, I mean, like I said, there was 2 of them as big as him. It ain't like mm-hmm. he's a ton bigger than them bucks. Now, I got a picture of him with my phone one time. Phone picture. I'll show you here. Did I show you that?
Yeah, you showed me that.
My God.
I know what you're talking about.
That's a monster buck.
That deer was huge.
I mean, he's huge, ain't he? But that's the only picture I got of that deer.
And
he's still alive. You know, he's been seen after seasons, so he made it. If he gets through this winter, which is a mild winter.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't see why he wouldn't.
Yeah, we'll be good. Well, man, how'd you and Nick meet? McWhorter, old Empty Quiver. It's weird doing a podcast without him. He's usually here.
I know. I ain't seen him in a while. He worked with my stepdad. And more or less just kind of hit it off and went dove hunting once together and then started talking about duck hunting.
Mm-hmm. He said something about you always going to have a little dove honey hole this year.
I'm hoping for it. I've been meaning to text him. I was going to go ahead and order some seed for it. And it just turned out it's right. I ain't going to say where it's at, but it's close to me.
Yeah, Lord, no, don't say nothing.
Yeah, don't tell it, say where you're hunting at.
Especially duck hunting, my God.
Yeah, we was texting a little bit before season came in, and I told him there's all kinds I'd been seeing. I said I had no idea who owns the property. And he said, yeah, more or less, is it right there? And I was like, yeah. He said, that's my uncle's house, we're good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so ended up,
it was. He said something about maybe... plant some sunflowers and all that good stuff.
Sunflowers or maybe some Milo or millet or something.
And I tell you, when it comes to the outdoors, the small game stuff
is it gets so looked over a lot.
It gets looked over. I mean, I guess there's nothing. You know, people. I don't know what it is. I mean, whitetail drives the outdoors, and big bucks are great for the outdoors, but there's so much more. I'll tell you. Me taking up waterfowl hunting,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I fill in some gaps of predator hunting.
Yeah.
Of course, turkey hunting. I mean, that's religious deal there. But it's refreshed me with my deer hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was excited to get back out today
and
scout for this upcoming season. I deer hunted so long that you get into a routine. I mean, if you do it and you see it work so many times... You start getting the routine, and then you get stale, mm-hmm. I guess. You know what I mean? Not that you don't lose the passion for it, but you just, it's hard to break from your same old habits that are successful.
And you're not something new.
Yeah, you're not growing. But now that I got away from it and had a blast waterfowling, predator hunting, and you know, I want to go dove hunting with you guys. Yeah, it's really refreshed me. It's made me a better deer hunter.
Exactly. And a lot of people, they just don't realize that there's so much more out there to do other than deer hunting.
I mean, it's the same principle as these high school kids that want to just play one sport. That might be your passion, playing basketball, but it's going to help you if you play football and baseball. It's just going to make you better as a whole, as an athlete. So we're preaching to you, people.
Yeah.
Get them dove guns out. Yep. Well, now down south, they don't screw around with dove season.
They take that stuff serious.
I mean, my God, that's like you're going dove hunting or you're a sissy. I mean, if you follow anybody on social media from down south, it's big time.
It's like almost like the rabbit hunting over where my grandpa lives over in South Shore. He always considered opening day rabbit season a holiday.
Oh, yeah. And he's still rabbit hunting, ain't he?
Still rabbit hunting. I think he's 78 now.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
Keeps you young, doesn't it? Well, he's got a place to do it down that area.
Just more or less walks right out of his house, puts collars on the dogs, and turns them loose.
You know, when we come out after my goose seminar that one day,
we ran across a few guys that was up there hunting.
A couple young guys. Mm-hmm. Dad taking a few young guys hunting. And it was good to see them dogs, them young boys.
I can't remember what that guy's name was. But he wasn't even packing a gun. He just letting the boys go.
Boys.
Yeah.
It was Tony Salmons who it was.
I think
he played ball with your dad, Roger, back in the Greenup days, I think. It seems like it. Or your dad may have been ahead of him. I don't know. But he's a Greenup County football player back in those days.
I'm glad you remember his name.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a thousand wonders I remember because I can't remember anything.
I'm horrible with names.
Well, I'd seen his son at signed with Marshall.
Okay.
And of course, my son, my boys know his son, so that's kind of how I remember.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. Oh, man, what else are you into? Are you in any sports? Boxing? Do you watch old Wilder get whipped by Fury?
I was at work that night, so.
Was you into that?
Not really. After seeing all the highlights and stuff, I wouldn't mind watching the next fight, but.
Well, I'll tell you, I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast, and I listen to Wilder and Fury, and they both seem like they come off pretty cool guys.
Oh, yeah.
Even at Wilder.
I don't think I'd want to make either of them mad at me.
No. You know, around this area, I don't know if you know who Jeremy Bates is.
Yeah.
You know Jeremy.
Yep.
And we was talking about earlier. I don't even know if we was on yet when we was talking, but we was talking about some people getting started with things around here, and you know the local people, they'll shit talk you and you know hate on you, and your biggest fans are gonna be away from here no matter what you do. And man, Jeremy was a perfect example of that. You know, everybody around here is talking crap, and he got in the ring with Evander Holyfield, one of the best boxers of all time. Well, no matter what you think of the man personally, I mean, he took his passion. I don't care how he got there or what he did to get there. He got in the ring and hit one of the best of all time right in the damn face.
Ain't too many people can say that.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, I talked to Jeremy about that. Well, I watched the fight. And you was talking about that spike.
Yeah.
And I've seen it a million times, and it's having myself big old butt come out and people freeze up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you watched that fight with Jeremy. And it's been years ago. I mean, it's might have been 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But Jeremy said, I was in the ring with the guy I idolized.
Yeah.
And he said, I punched him. And I seen his legs wobble. And he said, you know, and he may get aggravated with me saying this, but it's just what he said. He said, I just got excited, man. You know, you just freeze up. You're like, did I just hit Evander Holyfield in the face? And if you go back and watch that fight, he rattled him, and he couldn't turn his hands loose again. Even though Evander was past his prime, it doesn't matter.
I know, that's still doesn't matter.
You know, he fought Shannon Briggs, and golly, he fought several big names. And then people around here just talk about him like a dog, you know.
Yeah.
He sucks. Well, okay, go lay him punch you in the face.
Yeah.
See how bad you are.
It's like whenever you hear people talk about sports-wise, how players suck. And it's
they was talking about Wilder. Yeah. Oh, Wilder sucks. Yeah. He's like 40, now he's 42-1 with 41 knockouts. He don't suck.
No, he's the exact opposite.
Fury just better boxer.
Yeah.
I'm some big old boy, 6'9 and 6'7.
Some giants.
I'm going to watch the next one. I was like you. I was kind of intrigued, but then I was like, eh. And then I watched it on YouTube. I was like, ah, dang.
Yeah.
Doggone.
That's what it was to me. I watched it on social media. I watched some highlights of it, and I was just like, that'd have been a pretty good fight to watch.
That is a pretty good fight. I don't want to say on my podcast what Fury was doing to prepare for that fight. I'll tell you when we get off. Y'all can look it up yourself. It's weird. It's something I couldn't do. He had plenty of stamina, trust me.
I guarantee you.
Like 7 times a day. He said to keep his testosterone up.
That's a little too much, I think.
I don't even know why we're even talking about this. How did we get on this?
I don't know.
But, you know, we come this far, I couldn't help it.
Yeah, might as well.
Tell you that. You know, they don't know what we're talking about. They can look it up.
Exactly.
Let's get back on the hunting. Your pappy might listen to this. Who knows?
You never know with him. Podcast.
Well, man, I appreciate the bumper.
Yeah, you'll get more use out of it than I will.
It'll be a little while before he can use it, but he'll definitely use it. Oh, yeah. For sure. He's trying to tear that turkey all to pieces. And I hate pulling him off of it because it has feathers.
Yeah.
I don't want him to think he's not allowed to have it.
Go out and shoot a starling and give it to him, I guess.
Well, they said, you know, some of people was using pigeons.
Yeah.
Training them with pigeons.
Yeah.
Of course, the doves, taking them out, working them in the dove field. You know, I may be completely off base just from some of the YouTube shows I was talking about. We're back on the lab. We bounce all over the place, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's consistent with all the other episodes.
It works.
We're going to have a big duck, like a big waterfowl round table. You have to come over.
Oh, I'm game.
I mean, with the new podcast equipment, it's going
to
be a blast.
Exactly. Now, one place you can get wings if you want to, I think, it's where I buy the stuff for my beagles. It's on, I think it's called Gun Dog Supply.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell anything from retrievers to hounds.
Well, that's what I need. I want to have to get some wings.
Yeah, I think they actually have those online.
Because they told me to start throwing a wing to him.
Yeah.
Not letting him tear it up like my little video. I threw that little duck out there and he just shakes the crap out of it. Well, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, because that's where I bought like all my collars and my shocking system.
Yeah.
I just buy all that from that Gun Dog Supply.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
Not to sound like a commercial for him, but...
No, I mean, it's what you... You know, somebody out there might need that info. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know. So you... That's what I like, man. I like learning.
Yeah.
Getting educated. I'm getting old.
Nah.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting there 15 years. I'll be in trouble.
I could say I'm getting old. I'll be 30 this year.
Trust me. You're just a kid, I'm telling you. When I was 30... I couldn't imagine. The time flies. Now, how many kids you have?
I just have one. I got my one boy.
How old is he?
He turned 2 in November, so he'll be 3 this coming November.
Okay, see, now my youngest one is walking out to go back to college as we're doing this podcast. Yeah. And, you know, that's, and I'd mentioned this before, but doing this podcast, one fun thing about it is, you know, I'm meeting people at all levels of the evolution of a hunter.
Yep.
You know, like yourself, and people my age, you know, people like John Burton, Alan Grubbs. So I get to hear a little bit from the guys in their 20s or ladies. You know, Ashley comes over quite a bit, and she's just a ball of fun. And it's good to hear all that different, you know, perspective and stuff like that. You know, I know when I was younger, I was gung-ho, and I see these guys gung-ho, but it's pretty fun. I mean, we're all in it together.
Oh, yeah. All money goes for the same cause.
We need people, man.
Yeah, exactly.
We need people out there hunting, don't we?
Yep.
We ever think about getting into the trapping?
Yes, and same time,
I think it's coming on, man. I know we've mentioned it before. I'm not just trying to stretch to figure out something to talk about, but it's just, if I pick up any more hobbies. Oh, yeah. Well, David French, this may be his second or third year trapping. Mm-hmm. And of course, he's learned a lot off Corey, and David will tell you that. But he's crushing them.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he's killing. Which makes me think, I mean, as many coyotes as he's trapping, and then every year he's trapping that many more.
Well, it's like there's a guy over in, I think he lives in Tollsboro. He caught 66 coyotes this year. I think last year he broke 100.
That's what I'm saying. Just how trapping. They keep multiplying like that.
Yeah.
We're never going to, they'll never control them, will they?
Not whenever you got people like killing that many every year.
Did you see where that one, you know how they got them little dog doors?
Mm-hmm.
What are they called?
Doggy doors?
A little doggy door where they, did you see that coyote chase that dog in that doggy door and killed it? Did you see that on Facebook?
That's crazy. I mean, people don't realize how dangerous they can be.
Could you imagine walking in this, my laundry room?
And just seeing one standing there at you?
Coyote sitting there ripping my little puppy up.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do.
Well, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
For sure. But that's getting brave.
Yeah, that's getting very brave.
Now, I've seen them here in Ashland, and I don't want to say exactly where it was, but, and that's one thing that people need to understand about these trappers.
Yeah.
Now, these trappers can come in the city and trap these animals, but a lot of people were tore up worried about their dogs.
Exactly.
Which you know that.
Oh, yeah.
But
I mean, we've had dogs get caught before.
Well, and from what I understand, this comes from trappers telling me, you know, they are some trappers that they would consider unethical using traps that will break your dog's leg.
Yeah.
Now, these guys that I've talked to, such as Nick and Corey, they use, like, extra swivels. They use these traps that we could stick our hand in that...
And it's more or less just a...
But you get these butt heads that use that old crap,
and
that causes problems where people don't want you trapping them. And I could understand that.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
I have a dog now. Yep. You've run dogs.
Yep.
You've had that problem.
Yeah, I mean, we've had dogs get caught before, but I guess we're lucky in using, they were using...
The swivels and all that stuff,
Because you just opened them jaws up and they went right on their merry way.
But see, here in the city, I mean, out there you can call them and kill them. But in the city, you can't call them in here.
That.
So they're going to have to trap if they want to get rid of them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're putting out warnings. If I had that I wish I'd have wrote it down, the little warning the city put out. And I know they mean well, but they're like, some of the things they're saying to protect from coyotes, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That definitely came from...
There's a lot of misinformed individuals.
That comes from the internet somewhere for sure. So anyways, man, we about chewed up an hour pretty quick. Do you think? Can you believe that?
Yeah, didn't really seem that long.
It ain't too bad.
No.
What do you think about podcasting?
I like it.
Well, you have to come back when there's more people. It's easier.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, because
I can.
It's such a flow because everybody's ready to get their point in. And when it's just one on one, sometimes you got to stretch out there and bounce all over the place.
Yeah, and you got to kind of
talk
about
Tyson Fury.
Oh yeah.
Keeping his testosterone up. That just blows my mind.
I never would have thought of doing that.
Well, I couldn't do that. Maybe back when I was 13.
Yeah.
That ain't cool, is it? Good Lord. Hey, we'll see y'all later. We'll see what we get into. We have, we have turkey season coming up. Coyotes, those coyote hunters are still out there busting them. You'll be running your dogs, I'm sure.
Do as much as I can anyway.
Yeah, how do you run them during the summer? You just, is there a certain time you're allowed to run
them? No, you can run them year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Just use common sense during the hot weather.
Yeah, not overheat them.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. So, all right, y'all. This is Zach Harden, man. You got it in.
Yep.
We'll see y'all later.